Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
A wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better rolls on. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network here, hour number three. Two more hours to go here on the show. Next hour is the final hour, which is the power hour. All our bets are coming up for tonight. NHL, NBA, and college hoops. 20 minutes from now, Ken and I give you our early take on Super Bowl MVP. I've been betting Super Bowl MVP for as long as I've been betting on sports, so about 20 years. I think this might be my favorite Super Bowl MVP board ever since I've been.
Wow. It's a pretty strong statement. There have been some good ones, and there have been some outrageous prices that have won. I mean, really, honestly, like, it's not, it doesn't always have to be a quarterback from a team. Now it's going to be that more of the time than not, but it's a market I'm always very interested in, just to see, like, how do people view, like, it's a, you know, it's kind of like any award market. We talk about a lot of award markets on this show when, you know, human opinion is factored in instead of, like, the result of the game. Sometimes you can get some pretty wacky stuff.
And there are some really interesting long shot prices, I feel like, for Super Bowl MVP. Not that we're going to bet all of them, but I feel like a lot of them are at least worth discussion. That's coming up 20 minutes from now, 40 minutes from now, Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Bets, prop and lock. We were talking about this earlier off air. It feels like the kind of tournament that either, like, Cantlay is going to win by 30 strokes or, like, someone at 500-1 is going to win. So I feel like we're going to try to mine for some value with the golf tournament coming up this weekend with Ken, Tyler Morales, and myself. But right now, we start hour number three on this most wonderful of Wednesdays by welcoming one of our favorite teammates here on the BetQL Network. If you are not tuned in every single night to BetMGM Tonight, you are doing yourself a disservice. It is a four-hour live betting extravaganza that follows us on the BetQL Network every Monday through Friday, with along with Ryan Horvat and Trista Crick. You also hear him with the great Travis Thomas on Sundays on the BetQL Network. Absolute stud, one of the best young talents, not just in sports betting content, but sports media in general. And that is our guy, Quinton Mayo, on Twitter at Real Quinton Mayo. Quinton, welcome back to You Better, You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL Network, wonderful Wednesday, my friend. How the hell are you doing?
Fellas, thanks for having me. I thought my intro game was getting up there when I had you and Ken on every single week, but I definitely have to workshop some things, man. I feel good when I remember your Twitter handles, but now this is how the pros do it. I feel like I'm in the big leagues now.
I mean, you guys butter me up pretty good when I come on BetMGM Tonight. There's a lot of intro stuff there. It'll always be like some kind of comment, there'll be some, like, smart word thrown in and be like, you know who else is a genius? And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. That's always my time to shine in that situation. We haven't had you on the show before. And I have like a number of random things I actually want to ask you.
Well, not as a guest. I mean, Quinton has been on the show before.
We haven't had a show in a like actual like guest spot, like booked. Like we've had you guys on when BetMGM Tonight started, and you and Ryan, we talked to you at the end of the show and the start of your guys' show all the time. But like in this kind of like a formal guest role. So there's a bunch of stuff I actually want to ask you. The first thing is, and I don't know if people necessarily know this, even if they watch the show, like you are like sort of like a news breaker on Twitter. Like you're someone who actually gets like referenced as like, according to like Quinton Mayo, like this is going to happen. Like X thing is going to happen. You're like you probably are one of the only people in like the BetQL community that we could say that about. We just had that story with like Schefter and breaking Brady's retirement. And then seemed like he was going to get called out for not being true. And then it ends up being true. Have you ever found yourself like, what's it like being the person who's like the source for that stuff? Have you ever found yourself in a spot where like, oh man, like maybe this actually isn't going to happen, or maybe it is, and you get to take a victory lap on it?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's because I am so new to it. I mean, it's only been about a year that I've been just breaking news at this rate. I feel like every time I have a report now, I have like remorse when I hit the tweet. Like I even my sources are very strong. So I'm like, I feel great about this. And then even before I put it out, like I'll sit with my girl and I'll be sitting beside her. I'm like, babe, you hit the tweet button. Like, I don't know. Like, I hope this is as true as I think it is.
You hit the button.
Yeah. I like, maybe you tweet it out and then I'll just close my eyes. Like Garrett, I remember one of the stories I first broke was about Russell Westbrook's quad. He had a quad injury when he was with the Wizards, but they hadn't disclosed it. And he was playing like absolute garbage. And people were like, what the hell is going on with Russell Westbrook? Well, it was because he had a partially torn quad and wouldn't tell anybody about it. So I remember putting it out. And my sourcing on it was very strong. And because I was new to this life, a couple of reporters who were on the beat with me as well were like, no, I haven't heard this. Wouldn't trust this guy XYZ. And I just had to sit there and like kind of eat crow for like, you know, a month. Like, dang, I mean, I know it to be true, but geez, like like I'm getting killed. And then it comes to find out Russell finally starts playing better. He had a stretch of games where I think he's missed a triple double. He's having like a triple double his like last five games. And then they asked Russ after a game, like, Russ, you seem to turn on a flip the switch there. What happened? And he goes, yeah, I was playing on a torn quad. And I was like, oh, thank God, Russ. Right. Thank you for helping me, because people were killing me. So it's definitely been a few moments like that that I've gone through. But luckily, you know, you just keep on trekking along and the sourcing gets stronger. And, you know, now you end up in a place where people do trust you. And that's always the goal, is to be trusted and to make sure you're putting out accurate information.
That place, you better, you bet. By the way, what's your... Of course, that's where you want to go when you're trusted. You bet. Was your source Russell Westbrook? Just kidding. Who'd you bet on to win league MVP and why, Quinton?
Oh my gosh, Ja Morant. Yeah, I can't deny it any longer. And this is the thing. I feel like I was the early me saying I'm the early analyst talking about how good Joel Embiid has been this year is like saying water is wet or saying LeBron James has a chance to win every single year. But I was like, Joel Embiid's not getting enough respect. He's hooping every single night. Like, he's carrying that Philadelphia 76ers team. I watch film of these games every morning. I'm just like, he's taking the ball out the rim. He's dribbling at full court. He's doing whatever he wants. I was like, he's going to be the MVP. Like, he should win it. And then I look to the right, and Ja Morant is making the Memphis Grizzlies more relevant than they already were last year. And now I just can't deny it anymore. He still has the best odds right now. If you're looking for a value play, there's not a value play past him on the board that really makes sense. I see Devin Booker's there, you know, 30-1, KD's 40-1, DeRozan 50-1. Like, those, I feel like those are cute, but no, I mean, the top four guys on the board have the best chance. Of course, that's why they're slated there. And I can still get 10-1 odds on Ja Morant. Ja's going crazy. In the month of December, he's averaging, I want to say 27, or January, excuse me, he's averaging 27 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. His shooting has gone through the roof. And on top of that, the Grizzlies are third in the Western Conference, a Western Conference that has a team like the Suns, who have 41 wins on the year. Like, it's very possible that the Memphis Grizzlies can walk into the postseason as a 2 seed even. So if at that age, he's that young, he's keeping the Grizzlies relevant. And to be up there with the elite of the elite in the West, I feel like 10-1 is a great price. And on top of that, we always have the concern with Embiid. Like, I think he's actually has the real threat to maybe take that award away from him. But we know Embiid when we see him. Like, he's not going to play every single game this year. He was already load managing. Like, you can imagine the second half of the season, he's probably going to take some games off. And that Sixers team, even though they look good right now, I think they're sitting at, like, third, or maybe they're, like, fourth in the East. at any point in time, like two losses in a row, they could be sitting on the bubble of the play-in. That's how crazy, I guess, competitive, we can use that word, the Eastern Conference is. But I just think, you know, Ja's been leaving Earth. He's done everything that they've asked him to do. And if they finish in that top three in the West, I don't think you could say there's a better player in the NBA right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Quinn, you talked about when it's where they're like, Morant's the one that kind of keeps me up at night with these Embiid positions and Jokic positions. Like, who am I actually afraid of is like Morant turning into Derrick Rose, basically, and just winning like earlier ahead of schedule because the stat lines are just absolutely insane every night. And like you mentioned, could be the two seed, maybe the one seed if Phoenix really falters, but could definitely be the two seed. You mentioned Embiid, like the guy who I'm kind of heavy on to win the MVP position wise. His team tonight, the Sixers, takes on the team that you are like the insider on, the expert on, the Wizards, who have not played a great 2 weeks of basketball here, lost a bunch of games in a row, haven't covered a bunch of games in a row. Curious, kind of want to carve some time out here specifically for this game. I feel like you could give us more keen insights on this game than anybody we could have on right now. Sixers, a big favorite. I think it's like 10.5, totals like 211. Bryant, I think, is doubtful. He got hurt the other night. Beal's still out. Just kind of like your full breakdown here of what we can expect in this game, any kind of valuable bet that you see and your expectation for what we might see.
Every valuable bet is available. Every bet on the Sixers is a valuable bet tonight.
Like, okay.
Everybody. Like, whoever you can find on the board, like the last Sixer that you can pinpoint on the board that you guys have a bet, take the over on his points. The Wizards suck. Like, and it's always funny, people like, oh, you're an insider for the – no, it's hell over here having to cover this trash. Sashi Brown was in the news today because of his time with the Cleveland Browns and getting paid to tank games. And now he's one of the GMs here in Washington. Washington's a mess. They're going to lose 10 straight games. This next stretch of four games is terrible. They made things close against the Milwaukee Bucks. It should have been a blowout, and the Bucks still covered 11.5 in that game. And the Wizards were up by a point with like 5 minutes to go in that one, and the Bucks took their foot off the gas. Embiid, I took the over his PRA, 48.5. I don't care about the number. Give me the over. We already talked about how he's a freaking star. He's an MVP. Like you said, he's going up against Daniel Gafford tonight, who hasn't even been playing real meaningful time, and he just got paid in the offseason. He was supposed to be the starting center, and all of a sudden, he's out of the rotation. Now he's going to have to start against Embiid. A little birdie told me that if Daniel Gafford struggles with fouls, Joel Embiid tries his best not to get Gafford in foul trouble so he can score on him, guys. Like, what are we looking? What are we looking for? Angles to find value? He is trying not to get the opposing center in foul trouble so he can be on him longer, so he can embarrass him longer. I think the over on his PRAs and his points, the 10.5 with the 76ers, does not scare me. This team also has been, like, really sneakily good. I have the under in their win total this year, but somehow, some way, they're just continuing to win games. I didn't think Embiid would be this great this year. I thought he'd have some fatigue, but I think they might hit the over still. They're trending in the right direction. I got Embiid over. I got the 76ers to cover the number 10.5 here at BetMGM. Giannis played the Wizards, last night? 33, 15, and 11, hit the over on his PRA. The last time Embiid played this team, he didn't hit the over on his PRA. He only had 32, 8, and 1 only. I think tonight he has at least a double-double. He'll give you some more assists. And like you said, the depth for the Wizards in the front court is not there. Thomas Bryant is out tonight. He was just coming back to get his meaningful time. Gafford can't guard. He's in foul trouble. And then Montrezl Harrell is a beast. He's a scary guy, but he's also only like 6'7", but he has a 7'3 wingspan. That can only get you so far. this is going to be an absolute, like, shellacking. They're going to take them behind the woodshed and do them greasy, and the game's going to be over before it's even started. This team has no confidence either. It's a mess here. It's hell on earth.
So who do you like in the game?
Is there a prop for doing anyone greasy? Is there a prop for that?
Is there a prop for Old Yeller in the game tonight? Right. You bet, BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Kim Barkley talking all things sports betting with our pal Quinton Mayo, our teammate, one of the hosts of the outstanding show BetMGM Tonight, which follows us 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network on weekdays. Now, Quinton, this is normally a spot where we're really selfish and we look to, like, milk as many bets as we can out of our guests. Be like, so what else do you like in the NBA tonight? But we want people to check out your show tonight, so we'll leave you with that, with the NBA for tonight, with your thought on the Sixers, and people want the rest of Quinton's bets, and Ryan and Trista, you got to check out BetMGM tonight coming up after us. But let's get an early thought on the Super Bowl from you, if you placed any bets on the game yet, with the Rams a 4.5-point favorite over the Bengals. So your early thoughts on the Super Bowl. Have about 60 to 90 seconds left here.
Okay, I got you. I took the Rams as soon as the number moved from the 3.5 to the 4. Just because I do think they had the advantage. I mean, everything's telling you that they're the better team, like, from top to bottom. And I just imagine that as we get closer to, kickoff, I'm not going to see that 4 again. And then pretty much 48 hours later, the hook came around, and now it's at 4.5. But my thing is this. I think a lot of people, like myself, have been reading this situation very wrong. The Bengals have a terrible offensive line, and Joe Burrow gets sacked a ton. And we're like, if you get pressure on Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz, but, you know, you get pressure back there, they should be able to handle their business. But I don't even think that really matters to the extent that we've been making it seem like a huge deal. I think this Bengals team, like, if I want to get on the Bengals, I'd keep waiting until you get closer to kickoff and maybe hop on them, because I've been fading them, but this might be the time to just buy in. They seem like one of those teams of destiny, but I do hold a Rams 4 in my pocket. Also some random exotics. I took tails on the coin toss, because tails never fails. And those are the only plays I've made so far, but I'm also interested in Odell Beckham props, biggest stage at the crib. I think that he can give me a touchdown, a first time or anytime touchdown. My eyes are on that too, but we'll see as we continue to move on throughout the weeks coming to see what else we're going to play here. Cause BetMGM, of course, got to plug that. They have so many options and plays that you can make at our King Sportsbook. So I want to stick around for the show, and we'll give you some more of that analysis from our end.
That is a professional host right now working in there. The king of sports books very end there. Good job by our guy, Quinton Mayo. So everyone, again, check out BetMGM tonight coming up after us, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, with Quinton, with Ryan Horvat, and Trista Crick. My friend, great having you on the show. Fantastic job. I'll be betting the Sixers tonight, so hopefully that'll go well. And stay well, and we will catch up with you real soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great show.
That's our pal Quinton Mayo joining us here on the show. That's interesting.
So he likes the Sixers a little bit. I mean, the Wizards.
People were catching strays in that answer. Like Montrezl Harrell, well, yeah, he looks scary, but he also sucks.
Right? And like Gafford, like, yeah, he thought he was going to be the starting center. He got paid. Now he's out of the rotation. It's like, oh, man.
Honestly, like, that sounds like the dream.
Right.
Get paid and then stop working.
Yes. Ken thought he had some winners in college basketball last night. Then the game started. That's what gets to...
Speaking of geniuses, here's Ken Barkley.
Oh, man. Yeah, the ego gets inflated big time. You do so much media. You know, sometimes you certain hits, it's just like... But thanks. Big thank you. You
know, when I go on the Daily Tip, Jenks, who's great, is always... He calls me, like, is always the man who built the Wagertainment brand.
Wow.
I just kind of sit there.
Brick by brick. That's from the ground up.
F-bomb by F-bomb.
Slap by slap. Got it done.
Stupid bet by stupid bet. And here we are. The man who built the Wagertainment brand. I appreciate that he says it.
One dropping of the dope-ass beat at a time.
There it is. All right. Quick break here. On the other side, Ken and I dive into the Super Bowl MVP market here on You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.